Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day. A free and fair election is what separates the U.S. from many of our toughest competitors, for example, China, Russia, and Iran. And make no mistake, we will have a fair election. Much is at stake, and I, for one, prefer a split government with checks and balances. When one party controls the White House, in my better world, the other party controls the Congress. While far from a perfect candidate, Hillary Rodham Clinton will get my vote as being the better of the two options. Donald Trump has introduced some interesting and at times provocative ideas, but has in no way convinced me that he would be a steady or rational hand in the White House. But a Hillary presidency basically represents a continuation of the past 8 years and strengthens the need for Republicans to hold on to the Congress. While for many Americans the past 8 years have not been too bad, despite low farm prices, Hillary shouldn't have free rein to continue the far-left environmental policies of Barack Obama. Hopefully, a President Clinton will support free trade and not bring back the anti-agriculture death tax. The polls are razor thin right now for control of the Senate. As of today, the Senate would be 50-50, with any deciding vote going to the vice president or, under my scenario, Democrat Tim Kaine. To maintain a divided government, along with its inherent checks and balances, if you vote in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, or Indiana, please consider re-electing your incumbent or the Republican. That would leave the Senate in Republican hands. Two final matters. I do hope the lame duck Senate confirms Judge Merrick Garland for the U.S. Supreme Court. He is a common sense moderate and deserves to be confirmed. And second, the Congress should invest in our children's future and start rebuilding the nation's airports, roads, bridges, and tunnels. I believe Hillary will ably acquit herself. I'm proud that we will elect a female. However, I want to make sure that we trust and verify. Keep the government balanced. Until next week, I am Rick Frank, sitting in for John Block from Washington.